All right, good morning and welcome to today's stock market update for Monday, December 6th. And boy, last week was a wild week for stocks. It was the second losing week for the Nasdaq and the S&P 500, the fourth losing week for the Dow. So we have the Omicron variant, we have the jobs report, and we have inflation. Is this the perfect storm? Well, over the weekend, Bitcoin tumbled and is now down 30% from its high, and Evergrande is in the news again, so there's a lot to talk about. Now, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heipcutter. I'm a professional trader, and every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports, and then we take the most important news and go live here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. And if this is your first time here, I know it can be a little bit overwhelming, so we have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. Now, with me is my head coach, Mark Ott. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning, Marcus. I am doing well. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic. Now, for those of you who don't know Mark, Mark has 24 years of trading experience, and together we have helped thousands of regular people understand how to trade these crazy markets and actually make money. Now, looking at these crazy markets, I brought up the S&P here from Friday. I mean, definitely super wild swings, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Marcus. And I mean, this is where you're seeing that push lower, but just huge volatility, right? You know, these snapbacks, these dips, these snapbacks, these dips. And even on Friday, we made new lows from what we've seen recently, but we were able to finish off of Friday's lows, a little bit of a buying, push higher into
well,
the lows.
But I want to bring up the 50-day moving average, because the 50-day moving average is one of the averages that we keep an eye on. And on Friday, we actually closed below the 50-day moving average. And that's kind of significant, right?
It is. You know, you have these moving averages that traders take a look at, and the 50-day and also the 200-day are kind of these like textbook moving averages that are used by funds and, you know, longer-term traders. And a dip below the 50, but also a close below the 50 is something to be aware of, yeah.
Absolutely. And so we see a very similar pattern here for the Nasdaq, also closing below the 50-day moving average. And the Dow, talked about it, had already four losing weeks in a row. So definitely way below the 50-day moving average. So we got to see what is causing this. It seems that we have the perfect storm. I mean, so last week we heard about the Omicron virus. I mean, that's something new, the new mutation. And it has now been found in more than 17 states here in the U.S. So It's here. And we're still trying to learn about this. So it seems to be more contagious, but then a little bit milder, the symptoms. So there's a lot going on there, right?
Absolutely. Uncertainty surrounding. And there was some positive information that came out over the weekend. So, you know, this, of course, doesn't affect last week's trading. But I saw that a report by South Africa's Medical Research Council found that COVID-19 patients needed less high-level care than in previous waves. So the Omicron variant seems to be a little bit less severe, which is good. Also on Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci said that it's still too early to really make a definitive statement, but it does not look like there's a great degree of severity to it. So it's spreading, it's highly contagious, but it doesn't seem like hospital cases are significantly higher in South Africa where it was discovered.
So anyhow, this is the one thing that worries the markets. Number two is that last week, Fed Chair Jerome Powell basically dropped the bomb and said, you know what? This inflation thing, we got to take care of the inflation thing. And this means that they are probably raising interest rates much sooner than expected. And I brought up the CME Group FedWatch tool here. And right now, it seems that traders are expecting a rate hike as early as May 2022, way earlier than expected.
This is no surprise based on what was said, but what I do think was a surprise is how Powell said it. And I said it last week. I'm kind of surprised there wasn't more selling last week, because basically Powell said, you know what? Scratch what I've said. You know, this inflation stuff is a problem. Forget transitory, forget everything else. We need to do something about it. And it was a little more abrupt than I expected, Powell, to put it. And I think with everything going on, traders were still trying to figure that all out. But I was surprised there was even more selling.
Yeah. And then on Friday, we had the jobs report. I mean, the all-important jobs report came in with numbers way worse than expected for November. So the average hourly earnings down and the non-farm employment change, I mean, it was expected to increase by 553, only by 210,000. So this was much worse than expected.
And this is where, when you look into the numbers, it seems like it was a little more of a mixed bag, or even, positive or not so bad. But just at face value, I absolutely agree. And I was a little bit shocked, 210 versus 553. That's a big miss. The unemployment rate being at 4.2% is a huge positive. But there's even some funny stuff with the unemployment rate. So I think that the added jobs holds a little more weight. Either way, I mean, 210 versus 535, that's a miss.
Yeah. And this is where, right now, this is what we see over the weekend, basically. It started last week, but it's the risk off, right? So we have this rotation going on where people are rotating out of NASDAQ stocks. And if you're going back here and we look at stocks like, for example, Tesla, that got hit on Friday, down 6%. We had stocks like Zoom on Friday being down, 4%. We had stocks like DocuSign. I mean, DocuSign got just hammered, down 42%. So it's here, risk off. And over the weekend, this carried over into Bitcoin. I mean, massive, massive drop that we had here over the weekend. I mean, it was on Saturday, 17% down.
Big, big slide. You see that it finished off of session lows, but I read that cryptocurrencies lost a fifth of its value, and it was like a $400 to $500 billion, market cap lost with that slide. Just a huge, huge dip. And I mean, part of this is I think risk off, right? Bitcoin and cryptos, that they're a risky asset. They're, in theory, some people claim that it was an inflation hedge and would protect with inflation, but it is a risky investment. And we saw that on the weekend. I believe part of it was, hey, markets are closed, right? Markets are closed, Bitcoin is open, and you have people who are worried, right? And you also have some people who've been trading Bitcoin all year long and cryptos. They're profitable, right? So if you're freaking out, you're not sure what's going to happen next week, it's the weekend, markets are closed, and you're thinking, hey, I'm going to take some money off of the table here. I think that got things going and then snowballed into a bigger issue. I know some people blamed, margin calls. And it does sound like that was a big deal, where it snowballed into this liquidation event where some brokers were liquidating positions.
Could be. I just think it's the overall theme right now, that risk off, because we know that interest rates are rising. It means that tech stock and especially the NASDAQ are getting hammered. And this is what we see this morning. We see, if you look at the futures markets, we see weakness in the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ slightly down, while the S&P 500 is up almost 0.5%. The Dow, where we have the good old value stocks, up 0.72%. So this were this morning, we see that this rotation continues a little bit.
And just to be clear, that was 0.72%, not 7.2%.
Oh my gosh, yeah, 0.72%. Yes, exactly.
We're not jumping that much.
Now, looking, if you take a look at individual stocks, I mean, of course, we have MicroStrategy getting hammered here this morning, down almost 8%, because they are heavily tied to Bitcoin here, right? So, yeah. So MicroStrategy down almost 8%. Square, very similar. So Square down only 2%, because they already started the slide last week and over the past few weeks. but still down 2%. So stocks that are being tied to this. Let's take a look at Coinbase. Coinbase also down 5% or 4.6% here in pre-market trading. So pretty much all the tech stocks that are somewhat linked to cryptocurrencies are trading lower. Should also affect Hood, right? Robinhood. Robinhood here also in free fall, basically. If we take a look at this and down this morning, another 1% after sliding on Friday, almost 11%.
Big slide there. That's a ugly chart.
Yeah. So looking at the VIX, we're still trading at very high levels here for the VIX. And the VIX is the volatility index, or the also called fear gauge, right? And if we zoom out a little bit, we see that we are at levels that we haven't seen since the beginning of the year right now.
VIX spike, and it's sustained. You know, you see those blips higher, and so every now and then, a couple of weeks, you get a spike and then it drops. But this is a, you know, more significant event. Now, right. What do you think is going to happen this week, Marcus?
Well, the volatility will just remain there because if you look at, for example, the economic calendar for this week, let me just zoom out here a little bit so that we can see it's fairly light. There's not a whole lot going on the economic calendar. So let me switch over here. I think the main number this week will be definitely the CPI and the core CPI. But this is not until Friday. And until then, we basically have this this uncertainty about, okay, what is the Fed going to do now that the jobs came in worse than expected? Because they thought we're done with jobs, everything is okay. Now we can tackle the inflation. And this is why they were talking about raising interest rates. So does the Fed need to paddle back and say, oh, well, we're not getting so aggressive? And with everything that we learn about Omicron virus, I mean, this is where volatility is here to stay. And then we also have the news. So almost forgot about this. Out of China, Evergrande is back. So let's talk about this for a moment. So the China Evergrande group, because they basically said, well, we are kind of defaulting again. So that's news that has rattled the markets a few weeks ago. Then we completely forgot about them with everything that's going on. But this morning, they are in the news again as well.
Yeah, on Friday they said there's no guarantee it would have enough funds to repay its debt obligations, and it's dipping to, I saw somewhere to an 11-year low, I saw somewhere else was an all-time low, but yeah, this is, I mean, this one's a little tricky because if it snowballs into the bigger issue that people are concerned about, that's a problem. But it's also something that's been known for a while, right? So at some point, is it priced into the market, and will China step in? Will authorities step in to you know, kind of limit the damage there? And there's still, I wouldn't say it's you know, a certainty.
All right. So what do you expect for this week?
Honestly, I think we're going to see more volatility today and this week. But I think that traders are going to grab hold of that Omicron not being that bad, right? And so I do think that we're going to see that things kind of stabilize and that becomes the story. But for the first couple of days, I think it's going to be rocky.
Right. Because if you look at the longer term trend, we're still nicely up. And I mean, buying the dip has been a good strategy, yeah, basically ever since we had this drop. And what we're seeing right now is not a significant drop. I mean, it feels significant because it occurred fairly quickly here, but I mean, it's nothing that we haven't experienced earlier this year, for example, in September, something that we experienced in July, and something that we also experienced right here around the February and March timeframe. I mean, we've experienced it several times, exactly what we are seeing right now. It's just interesting as we get into the end of the year, right? So will we have some profit taking? Will we have some tax loss selling? Or will we have a Santa Claus rally here? So this is where December will be a super interesting month.
It will. And all it's right, going to be an interesting week. And we're starting with some trading.
Yeah, so we got to jump over to start trading with our mastermind here this morning. What we're going to do is we link to a few videos right here for you if you would like to know how we trade these crazy markets. And then also, don't miss the next video. If you enjoyed this, subscribe right now to this channel, and we will see you in the next stock market update. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.